Once you've made yourself comfortable, lit a candle, or done whatever routine that you do before visualizations, they begin by breathing in that 4-2-4 cycle. Remember, that's in for four, to the count of four, hold it for the count of two, and release for the count of four, hold it for the count of two, and breathe in for the count of four. This sets the tone. It will always put you into that meditative state, a place you need to be before you begin. It's almost like an automatic response. You will automatically relax. So breathe like that as long as you need to. And maybe pause here. Maybe pause the MP3 here until you're ready to push play again. So imagine then that you are in a wonderful starlit room. This room has a floor, it has walls, but above it, just the stars, nothing but the stars. It's a very, very simple room. It's white tiled and it's full of light of its own, of some sort. It feels magical. In this room, however, is something that truly is spectacularly magical. And that's a crystal bath. A bath hewn from one piece of solid crystal, of quartz crystal. A huge bath. An incredible crystal that's full of water of the purest kind. Floating on it are rose petals. Perhaps some herbs. Have a look. Have a smell. The warm water will give up the essential oils of the herbs and perhaps more flowers that are scattered in this bath. The herbs you smell, the herbs you see, the flowers you see, all are coded messages from your subconscious. Find out the symbology when you've finished, and they will change every time. Every time you have this bath, they will change. Beside the bath, you'll see rock salt and oil. Mix the two together to form a paste. The sweet almond oil mixed with the salt will be coarse against your skin, but brush your skin with it before you take this bath. Brush your skin with the salt and the almond oil. Imagine that on your skin, removing dead cells, of course, but also purifying and cleansing. Your physical then extends to your auric body, so your auric body feels cleaner. Just rub that salt and oil on your body. And then when you're ready, step into the bath. It's the perfect temperature for you. Step into that crystal bath. The oils themselves may float to the top. The salt will begin to dissolve in the water, mixing with the herbs and the flowers. Just allow your body, just feel your body sinking into that bath. Perfectly comfortable. Perhaps there's a pillow for your head. And as you sink into that bath, something magical happens in the room. The room darkens. It becomes less bright. It's the candle lit. This then draws your attention to the stars above you. As you lie in your crystal bath, look at the stars above you, surrounded by the universe. Imagine the warm water on your skin, the peace and the quiet of that moment. As you lie there, allow your subconscious to communicate. Allow your soul to bring messages to the surface, positive messages that will help you over the next few weeks, few months, whatever it is you need. But remember, you can always come back to this bath anytime you like. Anytime you want, it's waiting here for you. So just relax for a little while and just take it all in. prepare to leave the bath now. As you stand up, step out, the lights will come up again, and you'll find fresh towels waiting for you. Warm towels. And a warm bathrobe that you can wrap yourself in. Oh, wonderful. You'll also find a chair, perhaps a sofa. Somewhere where you can sit and think about what you saw, how you felt. And then just hold your hand up in front of you for a moment. And you'll see that your skin appears to shimmer. The crystal bath itself will hold enormous power. It moves energy through you and will lighten your auric body. You'll feel lighter. You'll feel shimmery. And in that state of bliss, in that place of happiness, of physical contentment too, begin to return your consciousness back to the here and now. And feel just like we do feel after a lovely warm bath. This is a wonderful meditation, but it's also a description of a ritual you can do yourself. You may not have a crystal bath, but you can certainly do the rest. And when you're in that bath, your physical bath at home, perhaps then visualize yourself in that crystal bath and allow the light of the crystal to illuminate your auric body wherever you are, whenever you want. When you're ready, remember to write down your experience, to find out what the symbols or signs you saw meant, and also remember to have a cup of tea and a biscuit. Always important to bring ourselves fully back to Earth.